This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brings the putter back. On its way toward the hole.
On the first playoff hole here in the 81st Masters.
Sergio Garcia, he's part of the story, and I start with sports and the Masters because this is a guy who made 74 starts before finally winning a major. Everybody was breathing down his back. Justin Rose, his friend, one of those, because they were neck and neck. And ultimately, it took a playoff hole and a birdie on 18, but Sergio Garcia did it, winning the green jacket and finishing at 9 under. So congratulations to Sergio Garcia. Here's what he had to say after that round.
Thrill to be standing here this late on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. It's always a beautiful thing to have. So, it's been an amazing week, and I'm going to enjoy it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, got to love that. So our daily salute goes to Sergio Garcia right at the top. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney as we kick off this week here on America Tonight. So much to really talk about. I wanted to celebrate something super positive right from the get-go as I invested some time watching that. It was a thrilling end, neck and neck. In the meantime, a big week in Washington. What will the fallout be with the Syrian strikes as President Trump made the decisive call to hit the airfield last week? The Thursday decision, the cruise missile strikes on Syrian's airbase, where the regime had certainly, most certainly, launched a sarin gas attack on people early in the week that was despicable, disgusting, and very sobering to even look at video photographs of the babies and the kids and the women and the men and just the bodies that piled up. So the strikes themselves supposedly were targeted and proportional. The U.S. military says that Russian personnel at the airbase were warned ahead of time to avoid setting off an even bigger clash. A lot of people applauding the president still into the weekend for making that move. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when our Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visits Moscow, because that's where he's headed this week, and he's going to need to present something, some kind of plan to get rid of the Islamic State threat, but also coming up with some sort of a safe zone for the Syrian people and accelerate Assad's transition from power. Ultimately, that is the game plan. That's the mission, baby. Mission critical, and then some, I would say. So as soon as he is approved, it hasn't been, what, that long a month, Tillerson really called into action on a super big one. It was big to make the move, and it was big for, it's big now for the follow-through to see where the Russians lie on this and what happens next. Assad has to go, period, end of story. There is no solution in Syria as long as Assad is there. He's the poison well. And, you know, we always knew that Assad had chemical weapons. Aren't we agreed on that after what happened a few years ago, certainly? And it's interesting because the New York Times quoted somebody from the Barack Obama administration saying they always did have a handle on the fact that Assad had some chemical weapons and that the U.S. hadn't gotten everything and that the Syrians weren't forthcoming in their declaration of what they had. In fact, Tony Blinken, who's a former Deputy Secretary of State and former Deputy National Security Advisor in that administration, said so. He said, listen, we knew that. Remember, they put together that agreement with Russia and Syria, which was hailed as a big success back in 2014, and it resulted in Syria destroying, supposedly, 100% of its chemical agents. But that didn't happen. Didn't happen. The atrocities that went on there, there is no doubt that Donald Trump has done the right thing on Syria. I mean, finally, after years of just hanging back behind these, you know, for Assad, behind the atrocious things that were happening, this was the right thing. You had a lot of critical Republicans backing up the president. You had a lot of Democrats backing up the president, saying it was the right move. Lindsey Graham said, look, a defiant Assad gave Trump the FU. That's what he called it, to strike. That's what he said, that was the thing he had to do. And then took it a step further and said, look, we have to investigate Russia's complicity in whatever's going on in serious use of chemical weapons. We should investigate to see if there is anything there, in addition to the involvement and meddling in the past election. And Graham said, the Putin regime is a bunch of war criminals. I'd go after them through sanctions for interfering in our election and for aiding and abetting the use of chemical weapons. So there it is. Rex Tillerson headed to Russia next week. Big news certainly should come out of that meeting. That should happen. And remember, it wasn't too long ago when John McCain, the senator from Arizona, went to Syria. And not much came out of that. Right thing to do. And I know many of you sent plenty of emails as to whether or not it really was or not. Most of you saying, in fact, you gave it a thumbs up. And coming up, we will absolutely dip right into the mailbag. Should you want to weigh in, dive on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to wrap on to be a part of the show. So we start with the yin and yang of life, a celebration of a major golf tournament, and a likable fellow who ends his drought. And the line in the sand that certainly has been erased. Now it's about reaction and swiftly getting rid of Assad. He cannot stay in power, cannot stay there. And oh, by the way, and you talk about it, and we'll talk about it when we come back, Gorsuch is now a Supreme Court justice. That's coming up here on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I think both parties will rue this day, because now when it requires 51 votes, it will drive to more liberal judges when the Democrats have the majority, and more conservative judges when Republicans do. And I'm not sure that's good for America or our judiciary system.
Yeah, there you go. John McCain called the nuclear option supporter stupid when it came down to it, but then votes in favor of the nuclear option after saying supporters were stupid idiots. Which is it? I don't know. It's confusing. I've read both things. In fact, I was out when that happened. Let me clear it up. So the bottom line is Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. He is the Supreme Court justice, or will be. He'll be sworn in, all the stuff that you do that goes along. Important robe. I mean, this is an appointment for life. So McCain raised some eyebrows in what you just heard there. He blasted the people that suggested overruling the 60-vote Supreme Court nominee threshold. But at that, the time, McCain said he was concerned about the precedent it would set for the Senate's future, which is what you heard there. So the skepticism over deploying the nuclear option was echoed by a lot of other Republicans, including Senator Susan Collins and Lindsey Graham, who also joined him in voting for the rules change. You know, the bottom line is this. This is where we are. He's absolutely right about that. It depends on who's in, Democrat, Republican. This is where the pendulum swings. You know, McCain was against doing the nuclear option back in, I want to say, 2003. So it's not a surprise, I don't think. And this is an old debate, and sadly this is very political. It's always billed as it's not politics, it's the law, it's the interpretation of the law. We do not swing in any direction. But I say, I want to meet the person who has no opinions that are tainted by something else in their life. I mean, how can you 100% say that? I don't think you can. There is some judicial bias. There has to be a little bit of judicial bias. Listen, I've been around a ton of lawyers and a ton of courtrooms. I've had plenty of conversations with judges, those that some of them I think are tremendous, some of them that I think are okay at different levels, and same thing with the lawyers. Listen, the bottom line is this. It depends on the case, depends on what you're talking about, and there is natural bias that we all have, and I don't know how you escape that. You know, there's this practice, and Deepak Chopra talks about it. It's called non-judgment. And I know exactly what he means. Today I will practice non-judgment. When someone says something ridiculous to me and infuriates me or whatever happens in my life or whatever I witness. But when you're a judge and what you've seen and what you've heard and what's happened in the past has to, in some ways, color your viewpoint. I mean, it'd be great if you were 100% impartial. I just don't see how that's possible. I guess the idea is to get as close to that as you can, but I just don't think it's 100% possible to say that. It's just too tough. In fact, a lot of you had plenty to say when we turned to our mailbag. I don't think I alerted the wizard to the fact that we were going to the mailbag, but we are going to the mailbag because I got so much mail. I thought I wanted to jump on the mail right at the top. So on that note, let's jump right into it. We've got Jason is just that good. All right, so let's go to this first one. This is from Joe, who says, Kate, it's ridiculous, this whole confirmation process thing. And I, believe me, a Supreme Court justice is an amazingly important position because this is a lifetime appointment. There are obvious people who line up on both sides of approving him or disapproving him. Will his confirmation have an impact, like I've been reading, on all these branches of government? Yeah, you know, I've read the same story. So, you know, here's what we know, or at least some of what's been written. The op-ed pages are filled with this. So, the Senate confirmed Gorsuch 54-45, right? He's the 113th Justice of the Supreme Court. And you know how long this has gone on? 419 days since the death of Antonin Scalia. And then the denial of Obama's nominee. So the, you know, to a Senate rules change known as the nuclear option. This is what this has all gone through. And as I said, it's a lifetime appointment. So Gorsuch could serve for decades on this court, and that would give Trump his legacy as far as the high court is concerned. I mean, what do you know about Gorsuch? He's a conservative judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals from the 10th Circuit. He was confirmed the day after the Republicans changed the rules to end the filibuster. You know, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's going to make a fantastic addition. He's going to make the American people proud. Chuck Schumer, the Minority Leader, Democrat, says he hopes Gorsuch will prove to be a justice who stands up for average Americans rather than corporate interests. So this is where all of this lies. What happens with certain laws that will be challenged? Like Scalia, he has a reputation as a textualist or originalist. And the Constitution, you know, he's someone who reads statutes and the Constitution literally and seeks to interpret them through the eyes of their authors. That's how he thinks. So some are saying, will he be, you know, will he be independent? Is he his own man? Will he speak for himself? He's not beholden to the president who appointed him. And this is the argument back and forth over him being on the high court. Right? And then, you look, there may be some others. You look at the ages of the justices. So you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, 84 and 78. You could see a really big shift in the Supreme Court. Here's another one quickly on that. Quinn says, Gorsuch, thumbs up. I do think there is some natural bias for everyone, but I believe he tries to interpret the law. I think he's a good choice, and even Democrats will be surprised by some of what he'll have to rule on and which way he'll go. I think he's going to go the way of the law. One more from Sammy. Gorsuch, I'm kind of mixed on. I have to wait and see, because once he gets in and he starts to write and he starts to weigh in, that's when we'll have a better sense of what he's about and how much his track record will equal what he does. All right, let's jump to something completely different. Here's one from Joseph II. He says Joseph II because there's a couple of Josephs. Who says, bravo to Trump. I'm not a huge supporter of the president's, but I think what he did against Assad was the right move. It made sense. And even many of the Dems would agree, and some of the Republicans who are normally against Trump, they were on board with this. Here's one from Thomas, who says, thumbs up all the way to Trump. Never a prouder moment than seeing Assad's babies being taken out, and hopefully he can't drop very many other chemical weapons on innocent people. What a sleaze bag. I could say worse, but then you wouldn't be able to read my email on the air. And this one from Carolyn, who talks about the tensions. What are the tensions like now after, Kate, what happened last week in Syria? Well, I think the idea is, yeah, the tension would be there, but take out Assad, take out Assad. Let me say it again, take out Assad. He has to go, and that's what that message was. Don't mess with us, because we can't let that humanity sit just like that and not do anything about it. We've got to hit back and help those innocent people. All right, stay with us. When we come back, some odds and ends, things that you might have missed as you were weaving around over the weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
A couple of big heavy hits for odds and ends. We're going to go in a couple of different directions. Oh, gee, that's something new right here on this show. It's not new. So while all of us are still talking about the Assad hit and Trump saying I'd hit Assad again, the Russian naval activity in Europe is exceeding Cold War levels. Putin warns, you know, war threats to the West and is actually warning Trump. So the Tillerson visit is incredibly important. And what will it yield? One doesn't know. Cannot imagine Russia does not want to take out Assad. It only makes sense despite what happened in the past. Forget that. It's a whole new ball game, especially if they can tie it to Assad, which is what I heard they can. Of course, that's why the hit. And we certainly saw the bodies that were piled up, right? For odds and ends, this is just insane, but I'll bring it up. There was a man spreading dispute over some seats on a train in New York that led to a hammer attack and a huge brawl on the subway. This is this big argument that happened on the Lower East Side subway train where one man, so you never know if someone's cooped out of their head or coped out of their head. One man, this 30-year-old, was the hammer victim, was on the train, and his friend asked a stranger taking up two seats to make room. So the guy who was taking up the two seats did comply, but the 30-year-old didn't stop the 30-year-old from getting into an argument with him and six friends he was riding the train with, which started this crazy fight. So one of the six kept kicking the 30-year-old guy in the head and the chest. When he tried to defend himself, his friends jumped in, and one of them pulled a hammer out of his backpack and bashed him repeatedly with it. And the guy who was bashed, his friend tried to shield him from it, but he was beaten too. So then the suspects ran out of the train, and first responders took both of them to the hospital with, luckily, non-life-threatening wounds, but it wasn't pretty. Now, there has been a 20% increase, they say, in attacks in the city's subway system. That's pretty high. And that happened on Friday, and it wasn't, you know, at 3 in the morning. What are they thinking? Can't we all just get along? Let somebody sit down in the seat and just shut up and not go jarring about it. See, that's the problem. If you start to continue, they give you the seat and then you start to continue, oh, you have no idea what you're going to get back. And they got more than they bargained to, guarantee it. Way more. How about this? London. I was just looking at a picture of London, talking about big cities and subways and whatnot. And in London, what they're saying is that they're being choked again by pollution. So remember there was something that happened in the 50s. I saw a movie, I guess it was about Margaret Thatcher, and that really kind of alerted me to this great smog that suffocated London for 5 days and killed 12,000 people. It was terrible. It was an awful crisis. So that what they're saying is now, all these decades later, that pollution is still causing premature deaths in London. And that the culprit is nitrogen dioxide produced by cars and trucks, and especially diesel engines, which emit 3 times more than the other vehicles that are out there. And they're talking about industry being part of the problem, and the problem areas are next to roads. So the London mayor is on a mission to deal with what they're calling the lethal air in the city after blaming pollution for his adult onset asthma. And what they're saying is they're going to start to penalize people for diesel cars and older gas cars, which could see drivers have to pay $30 a day to enter London by 2019. Wonder what that would be like. I was thinking this. Wonder what that would be like if they did that in New York or Los Angeles. It'd be hard to do in Los Angeles. It's just thinking of big cities and if we have a similar problem. But I've seen the congestion in London and it looks pretty bad. But I can't imagine what that would be like to be choked with all of that. I think most of us agree. Nobody wants to live in that. Nobody wants to have to deal with that, that's for sure. But then you get into the dicey area of too much regulation. And I'm saying, would you rather have air that you can breathe, of course, but would you rather have the clean air foe some of the crazy regulations that are ridiculous and unfounded in many areas. So that's the problem, because then you get the over-the-top green push. Do I think in London, no doubt, I've seen some of that smog. Do I think they have a problem with it? Absolutely. I do. Here's another very ridiculous story, a really sad story, actually. Not ridiculous, really sad story. When I talk about odds and ends, a second person died after a disgruntled fitness instructor opened fire on his former coworkers. And this happened in an upscale gym outside of Miami. Then he shot himself. So, Marios Hortis died while being treated for injuries that he got in this Equinox Fitness Center in Coral Gables. I know where that area is. The gym's general manager was also killed, just a 39-year-old woman, and another 33-year-old was pronounced dead inside the gym. It happened after he was dismissed, and after this, Abiku Wilson was dismissed from his job at the fitness center for what they said was workplace violence and escorted off the property. So of course he lived up to it, right? He returns. Can you imagine that? We're escorting you off the property because you have workplace violence, and he's escorted out. Then he comes back and fires multiple bullets at the two people that he killed. And even though they airlifted the victims, they couldn't save them. What is the lesson? You know, someone said to me, "What's the lesson in that?" The lesson is it's a random act of violence. How would they know that? So somebody's working, he seems fine or she seems fine, whatever it might be, and then something crops up, and there's no way you can keep them. Because it's way above way over the top, ridiculous. So you have to get rid of them. And then they come back, especially, like I said, accused of workplace, dismissed from the job in the morning for workplace violence. Had to be escorted out and comes back with a gun. Boy, are we going to get to the point where then you go to the gym and you have to have the shakedown at the gym, like the TSA, where they are looking for weapons? Because who knows, maybe somebody else even comes in with a weapon. Wow. I feel very sad for those families and for the people, obviously, there. It's just a terrible thing. Awful. And they couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything to save them. Couldn't do anything. Tried, but just couldn't do it. You never know. Goes back to the statement I made earlier. You just never know what's ticking around in somebody's mind and who is perhaps a walking time bomb. You can't walk around paranoid, but boy, they knew something wasn't right. They did the right thing because they had to protect the people in the gym. So they get rid of the person who's causing the problems, and then they suffer the consequences. And I really don't know what else you could do in that, in that situation. He gets fired, he comes back. You're not looking for that. Certainly you're not looking for a gun to be involved in this and to be shot. No question about that. All right, I got to quickly throw this one out because this is an interesting odds and ends. I like to go to Washington because I love the museums. And the Smithsonian, you never can get enough of the Smithsonian. They always do something different. And the Smithsonian National Museum of American History announced that they've got a brewing historian. And that this brewing historian is working with a team at the museum's American Brewing History Initiative. And going through original beers and the culture and when it started and what was George Washington growing as far as hops. Very cool. Hang with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Kettle Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come on, mama. And get your fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Tail end of this hour. Hey, hey, America and beyond our borders. How you doing? Big shout out to Maggie listening to us in England. Hello, Maggie. You need to call the show sometimes. She writes me many emails, usually a couple of times a month. And I just gave her some bait there talking about London and all the arguments over smog, rather, and what to do. I'll tell you what, I would not be happy if I was a passenger on Delta Airlines. And, in fact, if I was thinking clearly, although I'm sure she's sound asleep, but a guest on this show and a very good friend of mine, Meredith Elliott Powell, was caught up in this Delta Airlines snafu. She told me today she had to drive 14 hours to get, she's a speaker, to get from New York. I think she was in New York and had to go to Nashville. But Delta Airlines is trying to get back to normal after thunderstorms just wreaked havoc with their flight schedules. They had to scrub about 130 more flights on Sunday. They're trying to stabilize it at this point, but they say there's more cancellations that are possible. So if you are flying on Delta, make sure that you check. Delta canceled 3,200 plus flights through Saturday after those midweek storms stranded have lots of passengers during one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Think about some people still on spring break and whatnot. And it was the Mid-Atlantic region that got slammed. The Northeast, Georgia, tornado-like conditions around the hub, which, of course, is the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, where 60% of their aircraft passes every single day. And, you know, it's interesting because they have such a good track record, Delta. They had 161 days in 2016, 161, without a cancellation on their mainline operations, which is unheard of. Because, you know, Mother Nature can throw you curveballs. Come on, let's be serious. And, you know, you had vacationers on spring break, my friend who was on business, and it was brutal. I mean, just absolutely brutal for those peeps as they try to get back to wherever they're from. I mean, it is the worst, isn't it? And you get sucked into thinking, well, I don't fly that much, right? So I'm flying and I'm going to be okay. And if you remember, I certainly recounted this story many times on the air, what happened to me last summer on Southwest, where I wasn't flying a lot, but I like Southwest. A lot of my friends fly Southwest, and they had that weird computer crash, and I thought I was safe because it was days later, and wow, it was. I had to do the same thing. I had to drive like 18 hours, I think, and it was nutty, and it certainly catches up to you, but when you got to be somewhere, you got to be somewhere, and there's not a lot of options when every plane is booked. And I think that's pretty much what happens, you know. And then the cars get booked up because now you're grabbing a rental car to get to wherever it is you're going. And that's other people start to think the same thing. Well, I got to do it. I have to get there. And if I have to get there, I have to get there because people are expecting XYZ. And as much as you can try to re-rack, you can only do so much if you've got to get somewhere. You got to figure out a way around it. Most likely what you're going to do is jump in a rental car. So that's the worst, I swear. I think it's an excuse, and we'll have to ask my husband about it. He joins us once a week for a segment called, and I hope some of you have gotten a chance to listen to it. It's just fun. We just kind of fell into it. It's called The Other Side, and he loves the idea of road trips. I hate the idea of road trips because it takes up too much time. I like the idea. It's not that I don't, like, I hate the idea at first blush, but it's the time element. We're getting to be on the air here. There's other things going on. There's not all this time where we can just casually get somewhere. And I have to give a shout out to this. I was just reading a really cool story today. How many of you remember going to, honest to goodness, amusement parks or taking your kids to amusement parks? And there is an amusement park, the Keensburg Amusement Park, that opened the whole weekend. It's kiddie pedal cars turned 80. They have 7 vintage cars painted yellow and green, and they've been carrying kids around and around on this track since the 1930s. I think that is so cool. The ride is the oldest in the park, which was, by the way, founded in 1904. So they used to have pedals, I guess, inside, and you could ride them on the street. And this is an amusement park that took a beating when Superstorm Sandy hit in 2012. So 7 of the 8 cars, though, survived. And we're talking about the cars that go round and round. And the 8th was just flattened like a pancake. They said they have it somewhere. And the rest, they just got hammered out what the little problems were on them, but they were fine. I love this. I think it is the coolest thing. There's just something about history. There's in an ever-changing world, period. And to see those cars and to see them still there, oh, love it that they're still there. And I looked it up today. Somebody sent me a link to it, and I looked it up today. So, bravo. Very cool. And speaking of cars, but not the kind that kids are on at amusement parks, but instead, when you have to go park the car at a hotel. So see, this is the other thing. Now when you travel, depending on where you stay, and a lot of places, they don't have to be super high-end, a lot of places charge you for parking. So you decide not to fly, let's drive and see a chunk of the United States. And then you get to your hotel, and then they charge you for parking. MGM Resorts, last year, I guess, became the first Vegas hotel chain to charge for parking, because that was one thing. I used to live in Vegas. You didn't have to worry about that. And their hotels are all over the Strip. The MGM Grand, New York, New York, Bellagio, Mirage. And they're saying that the hotel parking fees are going up, up, up. So a year ago, the parking fees began, and then they, you know, made them jump them up higher. So self-parking, valet parking fees, overnight gas. It's somebody who comes by to eat or shop or whatever, if you're there for more than 2 hours, you're going to have to pay a price. Overnight valet rate. What do you think that is? Overnight valet rate for some of the hotels. $18 going up to 25. Ugh, 20, I don't know. 25 to park your car? What if you had like a rental car? 25 to valet your rental car? I don't know. It just seems like whatever the hotel is charging, if you're a guest, shouldn't they just let that go? Just give you that parking? Right? But what are you going to do? If you're there, what are you going to park around the park 5 miles away? Because especially the Strip the way it is now. It reminds me of New York. Raise your hand if you've been to New York. Oh, I see a few hands going up. You go to New York, and the first shocker is, when you don't know much about the parking situation, is what you will pay in parking. Because it's through the roof if you're there for any length of time. Gone are the days of the easy flat fee for the most part, in some spots, but usually you're paying those whatever the increase is, or else it's just if it is a flat fee, it's a really steep flat fee, and which is why so many people would take trains into the city. They thought, well, whatever the train fee is, it's going to be way less than the parking anyway, so it doesn't make any sense. Isn't it great when you live in a small town? Some of you listening, it's not even an issue, right? I can park wherever I want to. If you live in South Philly, you can park in the middle of the road. I swear they let you park in the middle of the road. It's the craziest thing ever. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.